Hi, everybody. My name is Jerry, and this is the Wild Eye Podcast. What makes a safari great? Hi, everybody. I have just returned from the US where I hosted a private guided trip through Grand Canyon, Lake Powell, Sedona. We also did Vegas and New York. Now, it doesn't sound like a normal photo safari, but it was experiential based. The goal was to go and photograph the Grand Canyon, experience it, to photograph Lake Powell, Antelope Canyon, Horseshoe Bend, things like that. And then also Sedona from an experience point of view. Those red rocks are amazing. But we started the trip in Vegas where we also added in things like a visit to the Sphere, which from a technology point of view and visual, I haven't been impressed like with something in a long time like I was with that. It was spectacular. We also watched David Copperfield and David Blaine live in concert. David Blaine is just, I cannot explain that. It is bizarre. But that's a chat for a different time. The thing I wanted to touch on this week is what makes a safari great? What is it for you that makes a safari worthwhile, that makes a safari awesome, that makes you want to go back, right? So we've been looking at this whole, the change in the way people travel over the last 5 years, even more, but pretty much since COVID. And also now recently with the change in, let's call it political situations around the world, right? Why do people travel? Why do you get on a plane and fly to Africa or fly to Svalbard or fly to India, right? Let's stick to Africa for now. So if you plan a safari, now again, we need to think of this, is this a photo safari or is it a safari? Because to me, I still maintain it differs by degree, not by kind. Because even if my mom goes on a safari, she's going to take pictures on her iPhone, send it to the grandkids. So she's kind of on a photo safari where a photo guide can add value. Or you are hardcore, you're bringing 4 cameras, 17 lenses, and you're there to get the shots. But the one thing that's similar with all of that is that you have to stay somewhere. You have to be at a lodge or at a camp. You are going to get food, you're going to have to sleep somewhere, and you have to go out on game drives, right? That's kind of the, if we cut through the noise, that's what it's about. So the question has been asked in the office the last little while, what is it that people really want? Okay, because if you have accommodation that is absolutely next level amazing, I mean, the decor is great, the temperature is perfect, the bed is comfortable, everything's where you want it to be, but you have a quiet game drive, does that offset it for you? Like if you have a quiet game drive, you can come back to this incredibly comfortable room, there's space, all the lights are on the right, you know what I mean? Everything is just amazing. Would that make it better? Or alternatively, if you're staying in a little tent, very comfortable, everything's there. It's kind of tight-ish because it's a tent, right? It's not as luxurious as, for example, a Mala Mala Londolozi Sangita type accommodation, but it's okay. Yet you go out there and the game viewing is off the charts, next level amazing. Would you be happy for that? So we've been thinking about this and I would like to hear what you guys have to say and think about this, because if you're a photographer and you go for photography, you're on a photo safari, you have a photo guide, and you head out into the field, would you be willing to compromise on your accommodation experience, i.e. not have as big, as luxurious, 3 courses instead of 7 courses, whatever the case is at the camp or the lodge, but you know the game viewing is going to be off the hook? Because surely that's why you are there. You are there to create images, to get photographic potential and opportunities. Versus if you are just traveling with your family, it's your grandfather's 70th birthday, you guys all get together, you head out on a safari, not for photography, just for an experience, right? Is it fair to then argue that the accommodation becomes more important? That the reason why you are there is a holistic experience of enjoying the room, enjoying the sitting on the deck, looking at the waterhole, maybe go to the spa if the lodge has one. Maybe enjoy a drink at the bar overlooking the waterhole, whatever it is. But I'm curious as to what for you makes a safari great. So I've obviously traveled with many different types of people, different types of client, different needs, different focuses, more photographic, more experiential. And it gets to a point where I know that if a certain client says, hey, let's plan our next trip, I know I'm not going to look at a self-tenting camp experience in the arse end of Zimbabwe somewhere. That's not their game. They like great accommodation with awesome experiences and hassle-free transfers or walks between A and Z. Whereas other people, if they say, let's go to Africa, I know. I can put them in a little tent. We can basically have a barbecue every night and eat meat straight off the fire, but we know we're going to have a shitload of wildlife. And I think not just from our point of view, where we are looking how to curate the best experiences for our guests and how to balance that thing of accommodation and luxury versus photographic. And it's two different markets. It really is. I mean, photographers are there for photography. They want time in the field. They want amazing sightings. They want the ability to go off-road. They want someone with them in the vehicle to help guide and inspire them. Whereas someone else is more focused on, cool, we've been out for 2.5 hours. We saw a lion at distance. We saw a herd of elephants drinking. Let's go and enjoy the camp. So I think my question to you, and I'd love for you to give me some feedback on this, is what for you makes a safari great? And tell me, I mean, is it more photographic? Do you go there for photography and everything else is just a means to an end? If you have to sleep on a stretcher in a small tent, that's cool, 100%, but you know you're going to get your shots. Or are you going to just take an iPhone, a small little compact camera, get a couple of images because it's a fun thing that you can show people when you get home, and you can have an incredible experience in this wonderful room, which you can also take pictures of and send to people back home because it's so amazing. And I think both, like I said, from our point of view, as people putting these things together, it's an interesting dynamic because it feels like the photographic travel industry is changing. A lot of people are looking more at the experience side of it, right? And I do think that a lot more people are traveling as families, as groups, and they might look at other things than what photographers will look at. So it's an interesting thing for us. We try to see how best to leverage both of those and to be able to create experiences that resonate with our audience. So from your point of view as the client, I think it's very important to know why you are going and what you are expecting. Because unspoken expectations lead to resentment down the line. Right? So if you're meeting with a safari operator or you're booking a trip, if you don't know what your expectations are and you haven't communicated it properly and you haven't asked the right questions, there's more than likely resentment coming down the end. The shower was too far from the room. The bed was too small. It was a tent. It wasn't a camp. The food wasn't a Michelin star. It was just normal camp food. You know what I mean? So the idea of what is your expectation? Now, for me, and I've said this for the longest time, I think it's wrong to hedge an entire experience just on the images you get, because there's so much more that happens in between the shutter clicks, right? But I do understand that many people out there are into their photography. They are building portfolios. They're trying to get better. Some people just shoot because they think they're a photographer and that gets them to the bush, and that's fine. If you're not doing anything images, that's fine. It's your game. But we have to be realistic about the rest of the time outside of when you're not behind your camera or when you're not behind Lightroom. So my question to you, and please get in touch, tell me what you think. What makes a safari great for you? Is it the game drives? Is it the lodge, the hospitality, the food? Or is it a blend of both? I'd love to hear from you. My email, Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y, at wildeye.com. That's wildeye, two words with a dash in between, .com. Or hit me up on social media, Jerry Finnevolt, and tell me, what makes a safari great for you? As always, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for lending me your ears. I will chat in the next episode. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. Bye for now.